Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say that.
So simple, it just might work.
Yeah, I would agree.
What is that?
This is...
Panda zombie?
Yep.
And of course we have that.
Of course we do. We don't really play it because it's 30 seconds, but, you know, I saw it there and I said, you know what? This hasn't been played since we initially did it, and it's still on the drop page, so we should use it. There you go. I think that means I'm going to delete it from the drop page because it was actually pretty uneventful. For us.
That could have been pandas. A lot of things. Panda sex is not one that I thought it would. That I thought it was.
I know it doesn't sound like it at all. Actually, it sounds just like it. It doesn't sound like what we thought it would sound like.
Before we get to Slow Jamistan,
excuse me, the United Territories of the Sovereign Nation of the People's Republic of Slow Jamistan.
I have Hollywood news. It is official. After 9 months together, I don't know how you could have seen this coming. But Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have split. The reason is the pair's constantly busy schedules. He is spending a lot of time in Australia where he's filming. She, it says, is balancing travel and working around the world, all while raising four kids in Los Angeles.
So the same story when every celebrity breaks up, which is... Well, breaks up amicably, which is, yeah, we're just both really busy and it's hard.
Yeah, that's, well, that could be true. I mean, but it says traveling and working around the world, but raising four kids in Los Angeles. Come on, man.
She's not raising those
Nanny's
four kids.
Raising those little nuggets.
I guess Davidson got the initials of her kids tattooed on his neck. So.
Of her kids?
Yeah, the initials of the kids.
Really?
Yeah. In the article I read about the breakup, that's what it said.
So he has a lot of neck tattoos, so I'm guessing that's not a... You know, that's one thing if you have nothing on your neck, but...
Yeah, you can be like,
I'll just cover it
up. Look at this eyeball over here.
Yeah, actually, you know, looking at pictures here, maybe he doesn't have as many neck tattoos as I thought. Well, that's a weird thing. Also, ladies and gentlemen, the Alex Jones verdict is in. And he has been ordered to...
The second verdict.
Yeah, the second verdict. He was already ordered to pay $4 million in compensatory damages to Sandy Hook victim to two Sandy Hook families. Now he has been ordered to pay $45 million in punitive damages. So he now owes $49.3 million to two Sandy Hook families, and there are two more trials that are after this one. Which I think is a lot. Like, I want to go, yeah, you know, 49, but I don't know what he's worth. I mean, I don't know if that.
Well, I think from what I read, they were asking for $150 million
in
damages.
Yeah, they were asking for way more.
So the fact that they still charged him, or is that being charged? The fact that they still are making him pay that much, I'd say is pretty good.
According to Celebrity Net Worth, Alex Jones is worth $40 million.
Okay. So it's going to be like Amber Heard, right?
Yeah. Good. I hope he goes broke. Piece of crap. This is great. I'm going to play something. Then we're going to get to, I promise we're going to get to Solo Jamistan. I have to play this, though, because this is, somebody called it, on Twitter, they called it porn for people with morals. And it really is. This is the judge in the Alex Jones trial lecturing him on his own words.
You may not say to this jury that you complied with discovery. That is not true. You may not say it again. You may not tell this jury that you are bankrupt. That is also not true. You may have filed for bankruptcy. I don't know that, but I've heard that. That doesn't make a person or a company bankrupt. You're already under oath to tell the truth. You've already violated that oath twice today in just those two examples. It seems absurd to instruct you again that you must tell the truth while you testify. Yet here I am. You must tell the truth while you testify. This is not your show. You need to slow down and not take what you see as opportunities to further the message you're wanting to further. And instead, only answer the specific and exact question you have been asked. No asides. The comments about discovery, the comments about the larynx or whatever it was, the comments about bankruptcy, none of those were responsive to questions. They were just you abusing my tolerance and making asides to the jury improperly and in at least two cases, untruthfully. Do you understand what I have said? Yes or no? Do you understand what I have said?
Yes, I believe what I said was true. So
yes, you believe everything you say is true, but it isn't. Your beliefs do not make something true. That is what we're doing here. Just because you claim to think something is true does not make it true.
Yes, my God, so much yes.
And if you watch the clip, and it's out there, you can find it. While she's speaking to him and telling him what he's lied about, he's shaking his head. No, yeah. I wasn't lying.
Dude, that guy's he's a whack job.
He is, well, he's very good at what he does because he gets people to listen to him, but he is an insane person.
Yeah, so he's ordered to pay $49 million. I just love that clip. Just the end. Will you? I think we have a drop in there, too, right at the end. Just because you say it's true doesn't. We'll need that because, of course, there's a lot of that here, too.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk Solo Jamistan next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
Yes, the Republic of Slow Jamistan is something you should probably do some research on. The United Territories of the Sovereign Nation of the People's Republic of Slow Jamistan. It is something that just some bro did. Do they know who is behind this?
Yes. He is not hiding himself.
Okay, so it is that guy that's pictured on there?
Yes, his name is Randy Williams, and he calls himself His Excellency Supreme Sultan Randy R-Dub, with an exclamation point, Williams.
And he, I believe Randy, so this is out in California.
And he says it is a dictatorship.
Yeah, but he also said, good luck overthrowing me because all you're going to get is my debt.
Yeah.
So nobody will
overthrow me. He said, don't try to come take me out, not because I can fight you, but because then you'll have to have my debt.
So this guy, the Rand Man here, has gone to great lengths to create the Republic of Slow Jamistan. And you've got to see the video of the tour of Slow Jamistan. He's got it out in the middle of California, like it's in the middle of the California desert. There is nothing there. No one lives there. But he has gone to great lengths to put up all of the signs and different things that a country would have. It's the strangest thing.
I am going to tweet the Reddit link that I sent you of the video of Slow Jamistan. So at MikeLynch27, I am tweeting it right now.
So go look at that.
And it's in the middle of the desert in California.
It's so great.
And he has all of these official signs that look like real official signs.
Yeah, like they're really made, like the big green sign, yeah. Like welcome to...
And at the bottom it says property of the Republic of Slow Jamistan. And he goes there. Watch the video, because in the video, the person walks up to a sign that says, do not enter, landmines here. And on the website, the guy says, yeah, don't try to cross our border. There's literally landmines everywhere.
I was totally waiting for the guy that was filming this to step on a landmine and blow up.
Yeah, I don't think that would have made it past the Reddit terms of service, but, you know, maybe it would have. I don't know.
Yeah, but he didn't. And things like this are amazing. Like the lengths that this guy has gone to set up the United Territories of the Sovereign Nation of the People's Republic of Slow Jamistan. Yet, I have to question why.
Well, I know it's very strange. It really is just a patch of dirt in the desert. I don't think the borders are particularly large on said country of Slow Jamistan. But yet he has put up a fake police checkpoint where inside the booth is a mannequin of a policeman. Yeah. And there is a swinging gate up and down, yeah. You know, that will let you in or out.
And he's built a fence on either side of it.
Yep.
That's like maybe 3 feet in length.
Yes. Yes.
So you can just walk around it.
He also has a square of concrete with a flagpole in the middle.
Yeah, that's right.
And like some stuff around it. And on the concrete, on a sign next to the concrete says, if the flag is raised, the Sultan is here.
And the flag's never raised.
Well, I don't know, never. But on the video, it wasn't there. And then on his website, he says, you can come visit Slow Jamistan, but please apply for a visa. And there's actually a visa process to get into Slow Jamistan. And what's interesting is I talked to John about this yesterday when we thought we might talk about it on the show yesterday. John introduced me to another sovereign nation.
What was the one he mentioned?
The Republic of Molossia. Molossia, which is also in the desert in California. And the dude also wears the same outfit that Randy's wearing, which is like the old school Colombian dictator outfit.
Yeah.
And it's so weird.
And it's him and his family.
And I think Molossia was first. Because
his looks a little bit more extensive.
The Twitter says started in like 2011. And this guy started his last year.
And, okay, so I have to ask a dumb question. Are these, like, real? I mean,
I don't know the answer to
they
that question.
Independent Nate, like, is that a thing?
Well, so on the website it says nation founded blank, Independence Day blank. So
I think you can just
actually allowed to do this?
I think you can.
And this isn't a bit, but there is now a tiny little republic in California. I can't believe that we would allow that in any way. We as a country, I mean.
Well, I don't know, man.
They're probably like, whatever. What are you going to do out there in the desert?
The Republic of Malaysia is a sovereign, independent nation located in and completely surrounded by territory of the United States. It's 11 acres. It's one of the smallest nations on Earth, but what it lacks in size, it makes up for in spirit. A sense of humor characterizes our people, which, coupled with the casual and comfortable Western lifestyle, make Malaysia an enjoyable place to visit.
I think the
In Nevada.
It's in Nevada. Yeah. I think the comedy bit is kind of what's really doing well here, because Slow Jamistan is the same thing. If you go to their website's about section, the capital is Dublandia, like a dub, like a win. The official language is English with GFA, general foreign accent. They actually have a national anthem that is linked here called Slow Jamistan. I think it's going to be an awesome place. Their political stance with other nations is don't start no S, won't be no S. So I think it's all about the bits here.
Yeah, of course.
And the publicity. But there's part of me that wonders deep down in R-dub Randy Williams here. Like, is he just really wanting to start this little dictatorship and he just is doing the bits to make it seem less obvious?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. No,
like, I'm gonna try to start a dictatorship in California, but I need to make it look like a really big joke.
He says it has 99 citizens.
Really?
Ranging from Americans to residents of England, and even a young lady from Zimbabwe.
Okay.
There is a 95% acceptance rate for free online citizenship applications, although the status comes with a few conditions. For example, you cannot wear Crocs in his nation. There's a very heavy punishment for people who wear Crocs.
What is the punishment?
What exactly Slow Jamistan's purpose is, and even what it will ultimately be, is unclear, even to Williams. Micronations do not have any official recognition by the U.S. government, meaning any laws or policies that conflict with U.S. law could draw the ire of American law enforcement. This means the ability of a micronation and its residents to live by their own rules is no more than residents of any other rural patch of land in the country. Right, so it's just a bit.
In their facts section, he answers questions. One question, is the Republic of Slow Jamistan really a country? The answer, you betcha. And then the next one is, I don't believe you. And he said, a wise man once said, it's my prerogative. That wise man was Bobby Brown. You don't have to believe us.
Yes.
You do you and we'll do us. But really, what constitutes what is and isn't a country?
Yeah, see, that's what they're going off of. It's no one cares, so I'm just going to call
it. I guess it depends on who you ask. Taiwan, Palestine, Vatican City, Kosovo, and Western Sahara all say they're countries, but a large portion of the world does not agree. We have claimed independence, have land, borders, cultures, and a kick-ass raccoon as a logo national animal. So we're a country. Don't fight it.
Sook would love this.
Yes, you would.
When people go to great lengths like this for no reason, it really raises a red flag for me. Like, I giggle at this. I think it's funny. I will not think another bit about it probably ever again after this segment on the show. The amount of work that it took for him to do that isn't even remotely commensurate with the payback. The red flag for me is, what? Why are you so bored? Like, who are you? Who have you murdered? Like, what is up with these people? That is I don't know, man. That's a weird one.
You know what's up with this person? He works in radio.
Wait, what?
Yep.
He's a radio bro?
One of the facts as I'm scrolling. What is the Sultan's day job?
Oh, no.
The Sultan goes by R-Dub on the radio and hosts an internationally syndicated program called Sunday Night Slow Jams. that airs on over 200 radio stations in 17 countries. Really?
Oh, that's a real thing.
Yes.
I'm seeing it here.
That is his day job. He is also currently on a mission to travel to all 193 countries and says he has seen 170 of them.
Okay, so he's doing it for pub for his show.
Maybe.
Right? I mean, still a hell of a lot of work. But yeah, that's a real thing. Oh, Sunday Night Slow Jams.
The history actually brings up the Republic of Molotia. Randy Williams visits the Republic of Molotia and a spark is ignited. That was August 14th, 2021, about 3 months before he started Slow Jamistan.
Okay, so he's decided to do
his own.
He's
a copycat.
Yeah, just like John.
Although I think Slow Jamistan is amazing so far.
I do too.
All the imagery of him being a dictator and...
If I have to live in one of the two, I'm picking Slow Jamistan.
Yes.
At least early on. What would your country be called? Golf a lot of Stan?
Does it have to be a Stan?
I've always I don't know why, but I've thought about this. I think I would have...
You've thought about having your own country?
Well, I love the name Rapture.
Rapture?
Yeah, Rapture, like Rapture.
Like Rapture?
Rapture. Yeah, so it'd be like Roplandia with the capital city of Rapture and a bar called Ropper Room. That's probably enough, right?
Yeah, probably.
Get some visitors.
No, that's too dark of a joke. Never mind.
Wow, you were going to make a racist joke?
Yeah, I'm not going. It wasn't racist, but I'm not going there.
Mildly?
I'm not going there.
All right, well, anyway, check out Slow Jamistan.
Sometimes it's good to stop yourself.
He's trying to maybe put in a hot dog emporium. and you can get a Slow Jamistan passport. License plate, you can get bumper stickers, t-shirts, flags, the raccoon on there.
It also costs money to become a citizen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He says it's a small $1,999 fee.
That's what he says.
Yeah, it's just under $2,000.
Okay.
He
so
says,
really, he wants bored rich people as part of his nation.
He acknowledged that these state sales are primarily branding deals for businesses and other groups looking to piggyback on whatever public interest Slow Jamistan is able to generate. Five states already have tentative sponsors, according to Williams, although he declined to disclose further details about which states they are.
I guess it's like, what, an hour or so from San Diego? Next time you go down there, you should go.
Is that right?
It's in the desert east of San Diego. I don't know how far, but...
Look, the video is plenty. Go. What am I going to do there? There's nothing there.
Well, maybe you can apply for a visa.
Well, I can do that online.
Yeah, and well, then you can go visit it. That's what I'm saying. You frequent San Diego.
Then I get in. I get into Slow Jamistan.
He does say that soon he will be looking for people to fill government positions... At Slow Jamistan. If you've ever wanted to be a prince, a knight, a czar, or an ambassador, we'll be filling dozens of positions and you're invited to apply.
I'd love to be a czar of something.
Well, apply.
I might. I'm inspired. All right, we got to run. I got to tell you, the last thing we got to do before we get to John. According to new research, there is a food that shortens your life by 36 minutes every time you eat it. By far the worst of the foods. That's next. Here's Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
80, the fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
Well, I have here the top five worst foods that can shorten your life expectancy. Science.
I can't wait to find out how close to death I am.
Yeah, well, let's take a journey together, shall we? This reads, science has always shown that an unhealthy diet has highly unfavorable outcomes, contributing to sometimes deadly disease. But day to day, we don't often think about how individual food choices impact how long we will live. Experts at the University of Michigan calculated the health burden of different foods, becoming the first to put concrete scores on your favorite snacks. They found that a portion of nuts can add almost 26 minutes to a person's life.
Wow.
Yes.
I knew nuts were healthy for you, and they always say good fats, stuff like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I do like nuts.
A peanut butter and jam sandwich gives a person more than half an hour extra.
And I have eaten a lot of peanut butter and jellies in my life.
Every time you have eaten one, you have, according to this, you have added 33 minutes.
I want to say that as a child, that was an almost daily lunch for me. So,
dude,
I'm immortal.
That bodes well. Now, the question is, how many hot dogs have you eaten? Because hot dogs are by far the worst food on here that take 36 minutes off your life every time you eat one.
Whoa. I am not a huge hot dog fan. Not a dislike. I just don't like to. I just don't choose to eat them. So maybe I'm safer than some. I don't eat a lot of hot dogs, especially not anymore.
So can we get together and sue ballparks for killing us? Because that's the only time I ever eat a hot dog. The study published in the Journal of Nature Food is based around healthy life expectancy, the length of time a person has a good quality of life and is disease-free. The scientists behind the findings calculated the direct influence of some 6,000 meals, snacks, and drinks. They showed that if someone who eats beef and processed meat like bacon swapped just 10% of their calories for plant-based food, they could gain 48 extra minutes of life per day.
But bacon, though.
Yeah, who cares? The worst food.
Just 10%? No, that's too much effort.
According to this, the worst foods, hot dog takes 36 minutes off your life. Bacon, 26 minutes.
Okay.
Cheeseburger, 9 minutes. Soft drinks, 12 and a half minutes. And they want you to swap those for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, plus 33 minutes. Baked salmon, 13 and a half minutes. A banana.
Hey.
13 and a half minutes. Hey, why'd you do a Fonz?
The other day, I cut up a banana and put it in my ice cream.
That's not bad. I mean, you ate a banana.
I had a bowl of ice cream and I cut a banana up and put it in there.
Tomatoes plus 3.8 minutes and avocado plus a minute and a half. Basically, there aren't that many good foods.
No, the only one.
Salmon and peanut butter jelly.
The only one on the list of like dying foods that I eat a lot of is burgers. Everything else on there, like.
Yeah, it's only 9 minutes though.
Right. I love bacon, but I don't actually eat a lot of bacon when I think about it. And I don't really eat a lot of hot dogs.
Look, man.
And what were the other two?
Hot dogs, bacon, cheeseburgers, soft drinks.
Oh, and I don't drink soda, really. So
every time you eat a cheeseburger, you need to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and you will net
27 minutes or whatever
it is.
Yeah,
about 25 minutes.
Hell yeah.
24 minutes.
Okay. What if I have a peanut butter and jelly hamburger? You know how they're putting peanut butter on burgers now and jelly on burgers now?
I don't like that.
I love it. Ugh. The peanut butter burgers are so good.
No.
Amazingly good.
No.
Have you had the one from Killer Burger? Because you need to.
I've never had Killer Burger.
You should. It's delicious.
I haven't had a burger in a while.
And then I've also had some with jam on it. Also works well. No. Like a little brie cheese and jam. Delightful.
Well, that probably puts you neutral, don't you think?
Like, yeah, I think it kind of evens it out. So, immortal.
Yeah.
No.
All right. We got to go. Because
I will never
die. Your brother, or it's not your brother. What's your name?
My name is Gary.
Gary's son, Mike. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Also my middle name, if you wanted to go that way.
John's brother Jason is not here, but John will be here with us, along with Gary's son Mike, next on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
You know, good point by the texters here. How is, if a hot dog takes 36 minutes off your life every time you eat one, how is Joey Chestnut living?
Well, because he eats 75 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches after he's done.
Here's John. Hello.
Hello. How could you possibly quantify that a hot dog takes 36 minutes off your life? That's the most ridiculous. What's a cigarette do then? A year?
Yeah,
like
right.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I love the idea that they were able to put it in those terms, but yeah, it's like, and it didn't really go into detail about how they came up with that. It's like, I don't know.
If that was true, if that was proven true, like, oh my gosh, that's true. I think I would eliminate all hot dogs other than at a ballpark. I'd still have one.
Nah.
It'd be worth 36 minutes at the end of my life to have a hot dog at a ballpark.
Yeah, but if you think about all the food, the good food you eat that adds, it's like, it's all a wash. It doesn't matter. Somebody said it's like the end of, it's like the snow days at the end of the school year. You're not going to do anything anyway. They don't matter.
As my brother likes to say, that's a problem for future me.
Okay.
Well, hey, I got breaking news. I'm going to break it on this show right now.
Wait, hold on. We got a liner.
This is breaking news.
Okay, go ahead.
And it's entirely possible that nobody will care about this but me. You and Mike might. But so we have talked about on your show at length my Catch 365 journey.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I have been invited next Saturday to go down to the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes and throw out the opening pitch.
Oh, great.
Whoa.
Yes. Bucket list item for me. I have never done it. I've always wanted to do it. They reached out to me. They're going to have the manager of the Volcanoes who played in the big leagues for a little bit. His name's Tony Torcato.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go out, and I'm going to throw out the opening pitch, and he's going to throw it back. And that's a catch, and thanks for coming. And I couldn't be more excited about it. So anybody in the greater Salem area, that wants to watch a random guy throw out a first pitch at an independent league baseball game, I will be doing so next Saturday, the 13th of August.
Okay.
I'm announcing that live on the air.
What time is the game?
The game is a 7 o'clock game. Okay. I will be – want me there at 6:10. So sometime between 6:10 and
specific.
7 will be first pitch festivities.
Okay. All right. So you're going to throw out the first pitch for the Salem Volcanoes, and
yes,
the guy's going to throw it back to you, and that will constitute a catch 365. So another great story for your catch 365 bit that you're doing. That's fantastic.
Exactly. Yeah. And I've always wanted to throw out a first pitch, but, I mean, why in the realm of anything would I get to throw out a first pitch? And so I'm super excited. They reached out to me this week and asked if I'd be willing to do it. Absolutely. So I will announce right now that I will go from the mound and I will try not to bounce it.
Are you going to practice?
I feel like I've been practicing for 157 days.
No. You need to simulate what that's going to be like. You need to get on a mound. You need to have a catcher. You need, you know, maybe some, I don't know, something like trying to distract you. Like, you can only do one. It's like you really need to feel what it's like to do that one throw.
How can I replicate the tens of people that will be in attendance to watch me throw out the first pitch?
Well, grab your kids and your wife and you're halfway there.
Right. So I told my kids, this is classic my kids, right? Of course, when I announced the idea for 365, my kids' response was, this is dumb. So I tell them about this throwing out the first pitch, and I said, do you guys want to come down and watch me do it? And without hesitation, this is the answer I got. Can we go to In-N-Out Burger afterwards?
I knew that was coming.
Well, yes, of course we can.
Of course.
All right,
we
I guess. We'll come watch Dad throw out the first pitch. So,
oh, my God. Yeah,
I'm super excited. I've never done it. Bucket list for me.
Well, that's great.
Yes.
Congratulations. Cool. Now, do you think this will lead to more first pitches, for more first pitch?
I have made it very well known over the course of my existence that if anybody out there in the world at any level would like me to throw out a first pitch for anything, I would come and do it because I'm a big fan of the ceremony around baseball. I love that there is a first pitch. I think it's really cool. And like nobody does a first kickoff in football. That's dumb. There's no first three-pointer at a basketball game. I love the first pitch. So, my brother teases that this is all some giant scheme to get the Mariners to invite me. Like, look, if the Mariners...
I was going to say, don't tell your brother that you're doing this because that's just going to lead to more of that.
Listen, I've been very open. I would absolutely go to Seattle at the drop of a hat to throw out the first pitch. I think that would be amazing.
Of course you would.
But who wouldn't? And yeah. So I don't know. If anybody's out there and wants me to do it, I'd be more than happy. And I'm grateful for the Volcanoes for... reaching out to me and helping me cross something off my bucket list.
Well, I think that here's the way I view it, and don't take this the wrong way. I do feel like the Hops or maybe the Rainiers would be a possibility for you. I'm not sure you rise to the level of Seattle Mariners.
No.
First pitch just yet. We need a few more news stories. We need more buzz, and then I think they would want to ride that wave and bring you in.
Isaac Roth, you are well known that this was described in the local media as a wild thing.
Yeah, very wild.
Local man does wild things.
Washable man, yes.
Right? So, I mean, I agree with you completely, but, I mean, we've all been to baseball games, and they're like, please welcome the CEO of...
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, nobody cares about that guy.
Dude,
so
that's true.
At least I'm doing something interesting. I'm not saying game one of the wild card series, but
yeah,
like a Tuesday night against Toronto.
I am guessing whoever has to book the first pitches, if you reached out to them, they'd probably throw you on the list and be go, fine, another one checked off, because they probably have a hard time filling that. So
maybe the word will get to them and it'll happen. We'll see. But anyway, until then, Salem next Saturday.
All right, we'll be there. See you, man.
All right, see you guys.
Love your hot body. I actually won't be there, but I mean, I can't wait to see the video of it. That'll be great. All right, good week. Big Suit back on Monday. Ducks Insider next on The Fan.
Red chips of Spain. Red chips of Spain.
true does not make it true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.